Hola, dudes. This is Judy Schachner, and I'm going to read to you from my book, Skippy John Jones in Mummy Trouble. Skippy John Jones did his very best thinking outside the box. And this twisted his mama's whiskers tighter than a Texas tornado. "Hey, you, Mr. McPoo," said Mama Junebug Jones. "Just what do you think you're doing?" McPoo didn't say boo. He was too busy reading. "Hey, little digger, I'm talking to you," said Mama, scooping up her boy. "A pyramid outside the litter box will never, ever do." Then she saw his magazine. "National Geographic," mused Mama, "and the Curse of the Cat Mummy. Why, this will give you nightmares, boy, with an upset tummy, too, plus a puffy tail on the grandest scale. This story is taboo." But Skippy John Jones was in no mood to listen to his Mama, so he skedaddled into his room for a really good bounce on his big boy bed. He bounced once, he bounced twice, and the third time he bounced, he said, "Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, and I do love my mummy, but if I don't bounce, I get knots in my tummy." Then the kitty boy flipped over to the mirror for a look-see.
"Holy smokito!"
exclaimed Skippy John Jones.
"I know you,"
he said to the doggie in the mirror.
"Your ears are too big for your head. Your head is too big for your body. You're not a Siamese cat."
Then using his very best Spanish accent, he added,
"You are still the big chihuahua, dude. The whole enchilada."
And they just might like enchiladas in Egypt, thought Skippy. So the kitty boy donned his mask and cape and began to sing in a muy soft voice.
"Oh, my name is Skippito Frisquito, and I'm off to see old Egyptito. My chicos insist, and I dare not resist the chance to go meet a mamito."
In the meantime, his little sisters Jezebel, Jillyboo, and Jujubee rolled into his room with a plan of their own. But the kitty boy was already deep inside his closet on his way to ancient Egypt. And paddling down the River Nile, who should sail right past but a kooky crocodile, hunkered down on his lumpy, bumpy back, were all his old amigos, the Chimichangos pack.
"Adonde vas?" called out Skippito.
"We are going to the Undermundo,"
answered the Chihuahuas.
"Not to the underwear,"
exclaimed Skippito.
"No, no, no," said the Puchitos, "you silly little beast. To the underworld, where mamitos rest in peace."
"Peace!"
exclaimed Skippito. "Who wants to sleep in peace?"
"We do," said the doggies. "We hear they are to die for."
"You mean they are better than the frijoles?" asked Skippito.
"Si, mucho mejor, señor," said Poquito Tito.
"Vámonos," said Skippito.
"What are we waiting for?"
But then Don Diego, the biggest of the small ones, spoke up.
"Hold your ponies, Pepito. To get to the Undermundo, we first have to answer the riddle of the Sphinx."
"I'm not good at riddles," said Skippito.
"No problema," said Poquito Tito. "You have a muy big brain."
Then they set forth from the Rio Nile to find the Sphinx. The muchachos began to sing.
"Skippy, skippo, skippito, we only have one chancerito to pass by the Sphinx, so don't be a jinx, just answer the riddle-dum-dito."
The muchachos arrived at 4 o'clock sharp, but the Sphinx had been waiting forever.
"Don't let the gato get your tongue, dude,"
said Don Diego.
"What cat where?" asked Skippito.
"That cat there,"
said the Perritos, pointing to the Sphinx. But before he could say anything, the great Sphinx spoke.
"Whose ears are too big for his head, and who loves to go bounce on his bed, who creeps on all fours through his own closet door, straight into the land of the dead."
Skippito knew the answer to this riddle, but he was so nervous,
He coughed up a little fur ball. You call that an answer, dude? Said Don Diego.
The answer, bellowed the Finx.
So with his permission, the Pirritos were free to pass on to the tomb of King Rootin-Tootin' Kitten Kabootin'. When they finally reached the pyramid, the doggies burst into song and dance.
Oh, see Osiris, our boy had a touch of the virus. He coughed up a ball, so the Finx made a call, and now it's inscribed up papyrus.
But when Skipito saw how dark it looked in the pyramid, he began to feel queasy.
My tummy hurts, he groaned. And my tail is getting puffy, too.
But his chicos would not comfort him. They just wanted their peas, por favor.
Are you not El Skipito Fresquito, the great sweat fighter?
Asked Poquito Tito.
See, declared Skipito. That is me.
Then do your duty, dog,
commanded Don Diego. So Skipito drew in a deep breath and dove into the darkness of the musty old tomb, chanting,
Peace, por favor, peace, por favor, peace, por favor.
He rocketed through the vault like a fur-covered comet, until suddenly,
smackito!
Skipito hit a wall and knocked himself out cold. Soon after, three goddesses emerged from the shadows to prepare the kitty boy for his journey to the Undermundo.
First we salt and pepper him, said Ba, the first goddess.
And sprinkle him with lucky charms,
said Da, the second one.
Then we wrap him and roll him and bundle him tight,
said Bing, the third goddess.
And blow him a kiss. And say nighty-night.
Then the trio rolled the wrapped cat down the ramp into the king's burial chamber. Across the room stood the 4,000-year-old sarcophagus of King Rootin-Tootin' Kitten Kabootin'. And just as they were about to deliver El Skipito Mamito, he rolled right into the feet of the oldy-moldy mummy.
Bada-bing! Moaned the king as he stretched out his paws. I need to rest in peace!
Peace!
Screamed El Skipito Mamito, waking up in a flash. And quicker than you can say, mummies, mumps, and measles, he grabbed two paws full of peas and hightailed it home.
When Los Chimichangos saw El Skipito Mamito come rolling out of the pyramid, they went into a real tailspin.
Then all the doggies began to chant.
Green chicheros hot, green chicheros cold, the best chicheros in the world are those Skipito holes.
But El Skipito Mamito was too scared to slow down, so he chucked the peas at his chicos and kept right on running, straight into the arms of his mummy.
What's the matter, Fuzzy Bug?
Asked Mama Junebug Jones. Skippy John Jones looked back over his shoulder to see if the three spirits were still chasing him.
Bada-bing!
He wailed, dropping the last of the peas. Then three giggling goddesses raced into the room after Skipito with their puppets and a roll of toilet paper.
We're going to wrap you and roll you and bundle you tight, they said, and check you for cooties that kiss you good night.
That night, Skippy John Jones was bouncing on his big boy bed.
No mummies in my closet, no mummies in my bed, no mummies in my bookcase, no mummies in my head.
Just before he closed his eyes, the kitty boy checked his room one more time for mummies. The only one he saw was his own.
I love you, Mummy,
said Skippy John Jones. I love you too, Bunny Boots, said Mama Junebug.
Now go to sleep, por favor.